All right, welcome back to the Parental Unit Podcast. Anna, say hello, Miss Anna Graves. This is Anna. I am very excited to be back. I literally posted a web robotics video yesterday, and one of an old senior from web who has graduated texted, Nicholas, when is the next episode of Parental Unit coming? And that comment got 5 likes. So I think it definitely, a lot of things have motivated me to come back. But we have Anna on the show. Anna is a classmate of mine. She is a runner, but I feel like Anna being a student, it's like one dimension. Anna being a like really good cross country runner is like second dimension. And this jazz obsession, Anna, would you call it an obsession?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
The jazz obsession is like the third dimension, like this, like, I think it makes you pretty interesting. Anyone who appreciates jazz is pretty cool.
I agree.
We're going to talk jazz. We're going to talk, what instruments you play, what you do, how you express your jazz, who you listen to. So starting us off, do you play piano and flute, right?
Yes.
Just piano and flute. Okay, I had to make sure. When did you get started on those instruments?
So piano, I started when I was 5. And flute, I joined 7th grade, so like 12-ish.
Okay. Middle school. Yeah, middle school. And then you came into web 9th grade and then played flute all through high school. And do you have any family members who play instruments, or are you like the music child?
I do. So my mom grew up taking lessons all her life when she was younger. And so she's definitely been a huge factor in my piano endeavors. And my other sister, one of my sisters, Lauren, she learned how to play the piano a couple years ago. And she's kind of used it in like a vocal performance minor in college. She's more on the singing side of music.
That makes sense.
So yeah, there's a little bit of music in the family.
Mm-hmm. I don't, like, my parents are not musical at all. And my brother did the whole piano lesson thing, but very quickly he dropped out. I think I have some like second uncle or something that was like a dance instructor, and I think my parents like associate me with him. I think there are some genes passed down through that family line, because other than that, there's like no musicians in the family on my side. But how did jazz kind of come up? Because you don't get taught jazz in like early piano lessons. So did you start listening to it? Did your piano teacher start giving you some jazz music? Like, is there a moment that you remember that you kind of brought jazz into your life?
You know, I don't think I can pinpoint an exact moment, but in 2020, I started listening to a little bit of like Etta James, some of her albums, and you know, over the years I've just kind of broadened my horizons and listened to more and more artists and stuff.
And did you go out exploring? Did it get kind of recommended to you on like TikTok or Instagram or something, or maybe like a Spotify playlist? Because I personally want to broaden my jazz horizon, so I kind of want to know how you either look for new artists or like how new artists get brought up to you.
You know, I think Spotify is an amazing tool to discover more music. Like, you can add, like, maybe you listen to a couple jazz songs you really like, add them to a playlist, and then Spotify will give you suggested songs based off of those. Or, I mean, there are, like, thousands of amazing playlists that you can just search up to listen to more jazz music.
Yeah, I'm personally need to get a lot better at playlisting. Like, I tell myself I'm going to playlist and then I don't. And I feel like, I don't know, I think I'm going for perfect. And there's like no perfect. I've started some up, but I'm very much like a listen to the same thing 100 times kind of guy. So It takes a while for me to discover new music, but I'll have to check out some of Spotify's stuff. Who else was on your Wrapped, actually? I want to know this.
Leve was number one. The Beatles, number two. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number three, I think, was ABBA. No. Number three was Ella Fitzgerald. Four was ABBA, and five was Elton John.
So, you like, there's no one new. Leve, but yeah. Like...
Okay. No, like, pop artist or anything. I do listen to a lot of older music.
So you play flute and piano, but is there an instrument you like listening to more than other instruments?
Oh, 100%. Like, piano all the way. Like, I am a little biased because I've been playing piano for so long, but mm-hmm. Even after listening to other instruments, like, there's just no comparison at all, because, like, most other instruments, it's kind of a single melodic line rather than, you can't really build the same types of chords that you can on the piano.
Absolutely.
So yeah, definitely the piano is my favorite to both listen to and play.
And, what got you into flute? Was it just like your friends were doing it? Did you think it looked cool? Like,
you know, I walked in to the first day of band class in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And I did not do my research at all about bands or instruments. And I walked in and the band teacher asked me what instrument I wanted to play. And I looked over and I saw a bunch of flute players and I was like, I'll play a flute.
And here you are.
Yeah. Like, if I could go back, I might have chosen clarinet or saxophone. But I committed.
I don't think you're a saxophone girl.
Really?
Do you think you're a saxophone girl?
Okay, I don't know. I just love like jazz music on a saxophone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I necessarily am a saxophone girl, but I do love the saxophone.
And I had the privilege of going to Webb in sixth grade, and what they do is you have like a quarter, you take like a bunch of, they rotate through all the different elective courses, and like you have 9 weeks of band, and you just sit and try like all of the instruments.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was super helpful. But saxophone for me, I was just like, in like a pop song, you'll hear like a sax riff, you know, and it'll just be like, so fun and so danceable. I'm a big like dancer in like, as in like a bedroom, like in my bedroom at like 11 p.m. dancer. Mm-hmm. But I love like a good sax. It was just the sound. I remember watching like 2-hour jazz compilations on YouTube when I was like a seventh grader.
Wow, Nicholas, like, that is dedication.
This is, but like, it wasn't like jazz standards. It was just some like generic, maybe it was jazz standards. I don't know. I have no clue, actually. I'll have to go back to those, like, super old, like, 2 hours relaxing jazz music for study work, you know, yeah. back before I discovered lo-fi. Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
But how strongly is your personality tied to your instrument?
Oh, like, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there are certain stereotypes associated with every instrument, and while I don't necessarily support stereotypes, I do think there is a little bit of truth to them all. So yeah, I definitely do associate personality wise with my instruments.
I actually talked with our band director. She was giving me a private lesson, and she said that me playing the saxophone had like changed my personality, and like I had like chilled out a lot.
Yeah.
Through like playing the saxophone. And I find that so interesting. Like, I wonder if you played the sax, if you chose sax with some cool, really cool sax players in seventh grade, if you would, like, be a completely different person.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd like to see that parallel universe where you're a sax player.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be really interesting. So, back to jazz. Do you have any favorite songs that you could just like list that are just like, this song brings me so much joy listening to?
But Not For Me by Ella Fitzgerald is like, okay, one of my favorite songs ever. I think there are a lot of really, really good songs by Etta James, like A Sunday Kind of Love, Stormy Weather, At Last, like th- those are very, very common. And I don't necessarily want to use the word overplayed, but I have listened to them a lot more. So I find that sometimes some of the more underground jazz songs, I like those a little bit more because they aren't played as much.
That makes sense. And there are also like a lot of jazz influences in like pop music and whatnot. So I guess you can hear it more often, but you listen to some standards too. How much do you enjoy pop compared to jazz?
Compared to jazz, I just, you know, like the chord progressions in pop, they're very predictable. Like I can enjoy pop music to a certain extent, but I just think the uniqueness of jazz music is just a lot more appealing to me, because I am familiar with the chord progressions, and sometimes I find pop music to be a little boring, whereas jazz music is filled with unique chords and fancy embellishments and stuff that make it a little more exciting to listen to.
Can you recognize chords when you hear them? Like, can you be like, oh, like that is a, I don't know, D major, D minor, some like diminished, like, can you just hear and like know what that is when you hear it?
Maybe not like this specific like C or D major, but I can definitely tell like, oh, that's a major 1-4-5 chord, or oh, that's a minor 7, or just kind of the, especially major and minor, it's really easy to tell the difference between those. Not as much note-based, but definitely like in a song, I can identify the different chord progressions of a song.
Okay. And have you been to any concerts just in general?
No, I have never been to a concert.
Anna!
I know.
This is crazy. I mean, there aren't, I feel like jazz artists, you have to go to like a jazz festival to hear like niche stuff, or not niche stuff. It's just that jazz isn't that mainstream, and you're not seeing like jazz artists do like world tours or like US tours, you know. But this year is totally like my year for concerts. I've got like a lot coming my way. So, but you should totally explore. And speaking of people who are famous in jazz and touring the U.S., I think it's time to talk about Leve.
I agree.
The queen. Anna, you are a Leve super fan.
Oh, 100%. I was actually top 0.1% of her listeners in my Spotify rap, so.
And you have every right to flex your Leve love and appreciation. Can you just give the listeners just like a rundown of who this powerful woman is?
You know, she is an Icelandic queen who has somewhat modernized jazz to a level that I think is a little bit, it's just easier for our generation to listen to, I think, because the songs she writes are really relatable. Whereas like some of the older jazz music might not be as appealing to this generation because the style or the time period, but I think Leve has done an amazing job, like through social media and all the things, to kind of bring back jazz to like this generation, as I think it has had a bit of a decline since the 50s and 60s. So she is definitely bringing back jazz, which is very exciting.
And I want to mention, like, on the decline of jazz, like, I found it really interesting. Leve was talking on an interview. She said that she was invited to perform at a jazz bar, like a jazz club where jazz is traditionally like listened to and heard live. And she was under 21, and like, she wasn't sure about the rules and like if it's appropriate for her to play here and like how to act. And like, there was like this social pressure, around just like performing jazz as just like a young person. And so jazz is, I feel like, been gatekept from younger generations, and you have to be like 35 and like a music major to like get jazz. And like, she has just said, absolutely not. Jazz can be embellished and interesting and deep and full of richness without, and anyone can enjoy that sound and that advanced music without understanding all of it, you know?
Yeah.
So she's a queen. I don't know if you remember, but we were sitting outside of band and you were like showing me a photo of her and you're like, she looks like a goddess. And then she named her tour the Goddess Tour.
Yeah.
And like, it just a powerful, powerful woman. But a lot of people question whether or not Leve is jazz, some of these like older pros, you know. And do you have any opinions on this take?
I do. I mean, she's done a couple covers of like the more traditional jazz songs. Mm-hmm. And like, if you weren't familiar with the traditional jazz songs, like you would not be able to tell the difference between her originals and her covers from the jazz era in like 30, 40, 50s. And so I think that fact alone kind of proves that her music is definitely, it definitely has the jazz style. Mm-hmm. So
I completely agree. Like, I remember you were telling me like Misty is like mm-hmm. a standard. And I was like, I had no clue, legitimately. Yeah. And she is incredibly popular. Me and Anna tried to get tickets and they sold out within minutes. I don't know if it was seconds, minutes.
Yeah.
I skipped band right before our holiday concert and got scolded because I tried to get Leve tickets and they were not available by any means.
Yeah.
And they're reselling for like 200 plus, like well over $200. So
do you think Leve is a good starting point for jazz? Like, if you've never delved into jazz, like, is Leve a good place to start? Should you go straight to the classics or does it not matter?
I think for someone who's never listened to jazz before, Leve is a really, really good place to start because, honestly, the overall sound of her music isn't as, I don't know, I guess old sounding as some of the more traditional jazz music from 40s, 50s and stuff. And mm-hmm. I also think, like, especially through social media like TikTok and Instagram, that she's gained a huge following from there. So I think she is becoming kind of the first steps for a lot of people into the jazz realm of music.
That makes sense.
Do you have any opinions about like AI covers of music? I don't know if you've heard, like, I find this really interesting, like listening to a song that's like sung by Ariana Grande that wasn't originally sung by like a pop artist or something.
Yeah, honestly, I find it, like, sometimes on my TikTok, I'll find, like, videos, and it's, like, of one of the Minecraft toads, like, singing a cover of, like, a random pop song.
Mm-hmm.
And I find them a little bit comical, but it's, I don't know, it's a little odd to me to hear, mm-hmm. like, someone's voice that I'm accustomed to just, like, singing a totally random song that isn't actually them.
And it's kind of like, I saw this ad on YouTube that was just like, you can set, it's like a Chrome browser extension. It can read anything you have, a PDF or an email. And they were advertising like the voice of Snoop Dogg. And I'm like, did Snoop Dogg agree to this?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit of an evasion of like privacy. I don't know if like, this is just an okay thing to do for companies. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of like an ethical, like, can you just take someone's voice and like put it on anything, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very surprised that there hasn't been like some politician or some like government official that's been faked that has fooled people and like some AI or deepfake that has like been used for bad and like just caused a lot of problems. I'm surprised that hasn't really happened yet.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the yes. But... Oh, absolutely. So true. Any opinions on like sped up music?
You know, I'm not against it. I think
okay.
I think depending on the mood, like I personally mm-hmm. don't listen to it a lot. Well, actually, whenever I'm like in a study cram or something, or I'm trying to do something in a really short period of time,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
Mario's like Coconut Mall, I will listen
okay.
to that on YouTube on 2x
oh,
speed
yeah.
for hours.
Mario Coconut Mall 2x speed.
Yes, it is insane. But, like, I can memorize, like, a Quizlet set of, like, 100 or something in 30 minutes listening to that.
I've got to try this. Is this the secret sauce? Like,
no, it's definitely a cheat code. Like, it probably gets my heart rate up way too high just to be studying, but it helps me get the work done. So that's what matters.
I've got to try this. I usually go for like something calm. I can't do words while I'm studying.
Yeah, me neither.
It's an absolute no. I know people who are like listening to like Ariana Grande. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah. I'm just going to start like singing or like, not singing, but like lip syncing or something, you know. I can't hit those Ariana Grande notes. Okay, Mario Kart Coconut Mall. You've heard it here, folks.
Yep.
Well, Anna, is there anything you'd like to say? Last remarks for the jazz newbies, for the jazz curious.
I will say, I do think there is a bit of a misconception that jazz is merely subject to like background music or elevator music. Like, I think referring to jazz as elevator music is a very common thing that when people think of it, they're like, oh, that's like boring elevator music. I can acknowledge that it is played in a lot of elevators, but it's definitely there's a lot more to it than like background elevator music.
Anna, I think that's the most wonderful point to end on. I hope you continue your jazz endeavors, and you think about minoring in music, maybe?
Maybe, it kind of depends on what I major in, but like potentially a piano performance minor. I think that could, not financially, but it could open the doors for a lot of really, really cool experiences down the road. But even if I can't, I've already spoken with the two piano professors at Furman. And so yep. I will be continuing lessons and potentially jazz piano lessons, which I'm very excited for.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming along.
Of course, Nicholas.
I appreciate it. I don't have to remind you to keep streaming Lele.
You don't.
Why would I do that? Well,
thank you
so much. I'll catch you in band.
Yeah, I'll see you in band class sometime soon.
Sometime soon, when we get out of this complete blizzard,
yeah,
that has prompted me to start podcasting and relaxing. So
yeah,
all right. See you, Anna.
Bye, Nicholas.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Parental Unit. This conversation was an amazing return to the show after an extremely long break. I have finished applying to college, so I have time to delve into my hobbies like podcasting. The show also got a nice rebrand and is available on YouTube at Parental Unit Podcasts, so shout out to the fans who were here before the rebrand. And for all the listeners, I have an episode about a powerful woman in music dropping very soon, so I will catch you next time.